I'm Todd Hatton, and today on Live and Local, we are joined by Taylor Jackson, who is an advocacy volunteer for the Nebraska chapter of the Alzheimer's Alliance. She's joining us to talk a little bit about advocacy update work here in the region. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Alzheimer's disease kind of in general, so to kind of dip people's feet into the subject.
Well, Alzheimer's disease affects more than 34,000 Nebraskans. You know, we have a tendency to think of the memory side of things, but it really affects the whole person, the family. You know, it is a disease where the person just declines gradually,
right?
Not just in memory, but in physical health as well. And so it's something that people need to know more about, so that we can get more advocates on board to help end it.
And to certainly spur attention for research.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Congress has been excellent in previous years, you know, getting funding to support research, and we've had really good support here in Nebraska from our congressmen and our senators, so that's been really good for us.
Well, speaking of which, they recently participated in the Omaha walk, both Don Bacon and I believe Deb Fisher.
Yep. So I was there, and it was, as always, just an impactful, powerful experience. Don Bacon got up there. He told of a personal experience. He has, you know, someone in his life that was affected by Alzheimer's disease, and she did pass. So having his support on multiple bills has been beneficial. You know, he advocates for us. He, you know, goes to bat for us. And for this disease, you know, he's been supportive for PCHITA is the big one right now. You know, next month is National Palliative and Hospice Care Month.
Right.
And so we're really highlighting PCHITA, which is the Palliative Care and Hospice Education Training Act. And he is a co-sponsor along with
Deb
Fisher.
What is that going to do?
It's going to provide education to professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So doctors, social workers,
right.
Nurses, to educate them on palliative and hospice care. It's also going to create more awareness to inform families about what's available as far as not just what the disease is, but what kind of treatments they can utilize.
Right.
You know, there are currently only about 7,600 doctors in the entire country that are board certified in palliative care.
7,600?
For the entire country.
Sounds a little small.
It is. And it's actually estimated that by 2030, there's going to be one doctor for every 26,000 patients that are eligible.
26,000? For one doctor for that many people?
Yep. So it's a crisis, and we need to be really promoting education for our doctors to be pursuing palliative care and hospice.
Are you looking at the medical schools to get younger medical students interested in that kind of specialty?
I think that's the hope for PCHITA,
right?
Is to push that education, to get doctors more involved and to have a desire to want to, you know, pursue a career in end of life.
I can certainly see the draw of it for a young physician, that this is certainly going to be an expanding field simply because that disparity, 1 to 26,000, is so great.
Yep. It's a big field, but it's not an easy one. You know, and it's not a glamorous one.
Mm-hmm.
So end of life is scary, and it's difficult. You know, I'm a social worker in the hospice field, and so I see that every day. But I've also worked with some amazing physicians who have been trained in palliative care, and to see them in the field working with patients it's amazing.
I don't doubt it. What else is on the plate for next month?
So, like I said, next month is National Palliative and Hospice Care Awareness Month, but it is also National Family Caregivers Month, and that is a big deal because there are so many families that are providing care, not just to Alzheimer's patients, but to patients of all diseases, and that's unpaid care.
Yeah.
And that care is hard. It is stressful. It causes a lot of turmoil within a family and within a person. So to have a month where we can focus on them, you know, it would be amazing if we could have programs, have activities, have things during that month and during the entire year where we're supporting those families who are providing that care that's completely necessary.
In your experience, that someone in the home providing care to someone in that state, that's typically untrained care, is it? I mean, is it, or is it something that they kind of accumulate this knowledge base over time? Or is there any kind of organized support for these people to learn how to do it?
I would say it's an accumulation.
Really?
If a family is, I don't want to say lucky, you know, an Alzheimer's patient can't get hospice care until they're pretty far advanced.
Right.
So the family has already been dealing with the turmoil from the disease for quite some time. So a lot of it is acquired knowledge. There are, you know, there are, is obviously the Alzheimer's Association is a wonderful support for families. And we encourage families to reach out, you know, if they need help. We have a 24-hour helpline that they can reach out to. We've got, you know, resources on the internet that they can access.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it really is, it's learned.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, considering the how critical care is for someone with Alzheimer's, especially as the disease progresses, I can only imagine the kind of weight that individual bears. I mean, are there any commonalities in the challenges they face taking care of a loved one in that state?
I think really it's just the commonality of being a caregiver, period.
Really?
It's just hard.
Mm.
And, you know, Alzheimer's is a disease that changes a lot.
Yes.
You know, with every progression, you know, there are sections or types of progressions of the disease. And it can change in a day.
Mm.
You know, a person could remember who you are today, and tomorrow they have no idea who you are, or they could have behaviors tomorrow that they didn't have today. So they have to be very flexible. And sometimes that's impossible.
Mm.
You know, so having physicians, having professionals that are aware of how to support those families is imperative.
Well, how can the listeners support that kind of work that you're doing?
The biggest thing that they can do is to help support us with the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm.
You know, give us a call. You know, you can go to alz.org, find out how you can get involved, and then appeal to your elected officials. You know, get informed about the legislation. You know, we've got PACHITA, we've got the Younger Onset Alzheimer's Disease Act, Improving Hope. You know, these are all current legislation that are currently being discussed.
Right.
And so, you know, educating yourself on those and then reaching out to your elected officials. I know Don Bacon in particular has said that he is aware of these acts because there's so many things going through, so many laws and so many bills, that he's aware of them because his constituents reach out, the Alzheimer's Association reaches out. You know, that is how they are really informed.
Well, we'll have all this information online at KIOS.org. I've been speaking with Taylor Jackson, advocacy volunteer of the Nebraska chapter of the Alzheimer's Alliance. We head back to Morning Edition here on 91.5 KIOS.